Dr. Susan Gold with Temple of Health Radio Show, and today I'm pleased to have on the show Yuki Okunawa and his book Healing Yourself, The True Relationship Between Mind and Body. Yuki has established Happy Science, which is a religion based on spirituality, which I believe is quite unique, and he brings some additional thoughts to the cause of chronic illness, including many different things that we're born with, as well as illnesses that we may get during the lifetime. And particularly these causes are in the spiritual realm and have to do with our life's purpose and mission, as well as karmic factors that may come into play as well. Welcome, Yuki. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you. Thank you very much for this opportunity.
Well, I guess first I'd like to talk a little bit about Happy Science and how you came to establish Happy Science. I understand there is a location in Atlanta with Happy Science now.
Okay. So first of all, let me give you correct information.
Okay.
Actually, it is who is the founder of Happy Science? I'm not the founder.
Okay.
Actually, I'm a chief executive and a chief minister and chief ambassador of Happy Science USA. And Happy Science started in Japan 25 mm-hmm. years ago by my mentor, my teacher, Ryuho Okawa. We call him Master Okawa.
Okay.
He is the founder. He founded Happy Science in Japan. And I'm a head of Happy Science USA. And Happy Science is a spiritual, new global spiritual movement. And it is a happiness realization movement. So dealing with many kinds of people's problems and giving the guidepost how to solve the problem, including recovering from illness.
Right. And did you go through a special, training to be able to be a minister in Happy Science?
Yes. Actually, before joining Happy Science, I was in international financial industry.
Mm-hmm.
I used to work in Wall Street in New York City, working for American Investment Bank, and also worked for the British asset management company.
Uh-huh.
And that industry was, as you know, full of stress. And I was one of the victims of huge stress and pressure.
Right.
So that time, although my original spiritual religious background was a Christian,
mm-hmm.
I was born and raised in a Christian family in Japan,
mm-hmm.
and that's why my spiritual practice was Christianity. And that time, I found the books of Master Okawa about Happy Science movement, which happened in Japan. So, and then I became a member, and I began to learn his philosophies and practice the meditation based on his teaching mm-hmm. by myself. And then I organized the study group with my people, my friends, mm-hmm. in London. So, and then I decided to leave the company and came back to Japan and became minister. Actually, I joined the minister training.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So, the training, this is based, this movement based on the Buddhist principles. So that's why we practice many kind of meditation.
Right.
And reflecting on thought. And also we practice using the teaching in order to help the people. So we meet the people and listen to the problem and provide the guidance. So I spent about 15 years in Japan, and then Happy Science Japan sent me to New York City, the headquarters of Happy Science USA.
Right.
Yeah.
Because when you were familiar with New York.
Experience,
right?
That's right. That's right. Yeah, this is my third time to live in New York.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, Happy Science, to me, from what I've read, appears to be kind of a way for people to really get spiritual advancement within a religion.
Mm-hmm.
It is Buddhist principles because you go within. But it's a little bit beyond what Buddhism is, as far as I can see. It takes you another step further.
Exactly. You're right. Actually, Happy Science is beyond the traditional religion, including
right.
Buddhism and other kind of spiritual movement. It's the title of this. The movement and organization is very unique, Happy Science. So, and actually in Japan, the original name is Science of Happiness.
Right,
Science
yeah.
Science of Happiness. So it's this title describes how this movement works.
Mm-hmm.
So the founder, Master Okawa, he was also international businessman. In New
mm-hmm.
York and Tokyo. He used to work for the Japanese big trading company. So at the same time, he has been exploring spirituality and spirit world. So, and by using his own spiritual experiences, he created his own philosophy on spirituality, which is very similar to the Buddhism, but as you said, this is beyond Buddhism, and that's why the character of this movement is very open to any kind of people.
Right. It's kind of like what Sai Baba taught, was that you know everybody needs to find their own path. But what I like about the Happy Science path is that it really teaches that happiness comes from within.
That's
it
right.
doesn't come from more money, more things, more relationships.
Mm-hmm.
It comes from within and then gives the person a way to actually, become happy.
Right.
And also, in just glimpses from what I read in the book, but I'm sure it's in the other books, how to actually change your life to the extent that you can. And then it also recognizes that there's karmic influences. And one of the things that really struck me reading Healing Yourself is the similarity between what the book says about like some diseases like leukemia. 'Cause Edgar Cayce, in his reading, said that some leukemics had spilt the blood of others in previous lives, and then in this life they develop blood diseases like leukemia, and thereby sometimes die, but also sometimes survive through the compassion and caring of others. In other words, childhood leukemia.
Exactly.
And I think it's very important. You know, I'm a plastic surgeon, but I think it's extremely important for people to understand that there are soul contracts when you come in. So, you know, you were born with certain tendencies towards certain afflictions, certain weak areas, certain things that, like, you may get because of a previous life karma, either good or bad. You know, your circumstances you're born in this lifetime are determined by your previous lives.
Exactly. So you mentioned the Edgar Cayce. So Edgar Cayce is one of our target in Happy Science.
Uh-huh.
So we study. Because he left so many excellent examples in terms of karma and reincarnation.
Right.
For example, about leukemia, I think Edgar Cayce was right. And because leukemia is the birth of cancer, and that is very serious disease. But from the spiritual point of view, so the blood is essential source of human body and life.
Mm-hmm.
And this blood create own cancer, which is something like our own activity. I mean, we create cancer, disease by ourselves, by using the power of our thought. So the Master Okawa focused on always human thought.
Mm-hmm.
Because he got his own experiences. He realized his thought created his life.
Right.
And that's why he said, you are your thought. You are your thought. So although we always identify ourselves with something outside ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
For example, I used to work for the big company. This is my annual income. Or I graduated from any excellent school.
Right. Yeah.
So we try to identify.
It's not just our thought too, though, because there's cancers that occur in families.
Mm-hmm.
So there's karma in the family, maybe even in the nation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the groups we belong to also have group thought. They used to call it. Let's see, in Germany, it was called Zeitgeist,
mm-hmm.
you know, spirit of the time. And some of the spiritual information is that the spirit of the people attracts the leader. So that if you have a particularly interesting leader, you need to look at the spirit of the people that brought that leader to them. Of course, in the U.S., we vote, so, you know, that's more direct, but say a Hitler that comes forth.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the esoteric teachings say that it's really the spirit and thought of the people that attract the leader. In other words, you can't just separate out one thing. You have group karma, you have, and I guess you can mitigate your group karma. I mean, I'm sure there's methods to do that.
Right. Actually, so you're right. There are two kinds of karma: individual karma and group
mm-hmm.
karma.
Right.
And from the viewpoint of reincarnation system, so we have eternal lives, and also we have individual life not only by ourselves but also with our other spirit who always have the lives on the same time. At the same time, for example, our family. So we have close relations spiritually. So that's why always we live together in a different lifetime in different places,
mm-hmm.
and we create group karma. So
right,
yeah, that will
families that act.
Right.
In a similar way,
right.
Lifetime after lifetime. Right.
That's right.
And then they can get genetic diseases based on that. And I think even the Bible talks about that, that the sins of the sins of the fathers after seven generations are passed on.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, your bad behavior can eventually become genetic problems.
Yeah. Actually, if we focus on the thought, which is the main topic in Happy Science.
Mm-hmm.
So thought always create certain action, bad behavior, good behavior.
Mm-hmm.
And if you keep doing the certain action, certain behaviors, you create tendency. That what we call tendency of the soul.
Mm-hmm.
So tendency of the soul always stay in your soul. So even you finish one life, you die, you go back to the heavenly world, and then you come down again on the earth,
mm-hmm.
but you still keep the same tendency of the soul with you. So the Master Okawa described tendency of the soul as karma.
Mm-hmm.
So because there is a good karma and
right.
bad karma.
Absolutely.
Right. So if you always focus on thinking about helping others, you create a good tendency, that can be good karma.
And then what happens is that when you need help, it comes forth like almost miraculously.
Mm-hmm.
You see? It's very interesting.
Yeah. So can I come back to the leukemia?
Sure.
So because I just talked with one of my Happy Science members in Florida, Tampa, who has been suffering from leukemia, and she almost recovered from leukemia. Her name is, I think I can reveal her name, Anne. Her name is Anne, and she is still young mother with son. And she used to work so hard and taking care of children.
Mm-hmm.
And then she practiced spiritual teachings. But she lost her loved uncle by leukemia. And she was so disappointed. And then right after she lost uncle, she realized herself became leukemia.
Did she take it on?
Actually, yeah. So she got the medical treatment such as chemotherapy.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, she practiced spiritual teaching by herself, such as meditation. So because she joined Happy Science at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And she realized meditation will change her thought that may create her leukemia. So she decided to change, refine her mind.
Mm-hmm.
And she believed that meditation, her meditation, will have any good influence to her leukemia. And then she practiced meditation. And one night in the hospital, she saw the very beautiful small bowls of light. So surrounding
around. That's higher level healing.
That's right.
Seventh dimensional.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
And then she realized there is a message, and she will be cured soon.
Yeah.
And
that's great.
Yeah, and then she got strong confidence.
Yes.
And then after practice 7 months and almost, she recovered from leukemia.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you're able to raise your spiritual vibration through meditation, through spiritual practices, then disease cannot reside, especially cancer, cannot reside in the body. But there are soul contracts, because I do a lot of cancer. We have a cancer clinic here.
Right.
Sometimes I hear that the person's going to go ahead and die from the cancer no matter what, because it's in their soul contract.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you a story. It's very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I had a patient who had esophageal cancer, and it was metastatic when it was discovered. And they decided to go through chemotherapy, but they came to our clinic to be on some supplements and things to help them get through the chemotherapy better, and also for the spiritual healing part. And when I was taking care of him for a long time, and then I had to go to California, and while I was in California, I realized that he had died, because he appeared, I was eating dinner, he appeared there, and I said, well, I see that you've died. He said, yeah. And he said, I wanted to come and thank you for everything that you did. And I said, well, is there anything else we could have done? And he said, no, my death was karmic. And so when I went back, and he asked me to tell his wife something. So when I went back, I called his wife, and I relayed what had happened. And she said, oh, yes, when he got sick, I went to a psychic, and I was told that he would go through like 6 rounds of chemo. He would get well initially, and he did. He would have very little side effects. He had basically no side effects. His hair didn't fall out. He didn't get tired. I mean, nothing. He would tolerate it very well. But then he would die because his death was karmic. And what she said is that I left him in a former life, and he vowed that in this life he would leave me.
Mm.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Now, that is exactly what you just said. your thought, that thought, you know, I'm going to get back at her because she left me, that thought manifested.
That's right. So, yeah, human thought always manifests.
And, you know, it was so funny because he would sit in my office and she would be in the, you know, he'd be in the exam chair and she'd be in the other chair. And he would tell her, I'm going to die from this. And she would say, no, you're not. And they'd argue, you know. It was so funny. But he knew. He knew he was going to die. Now, my question, and I'm sure you're thinking this too, if he had forgiven her for leaving him in a previous life, if he had forgiven her for all of the things, because it's probably just not one life, would he have been able to get over the cancer, you see?
Actually, forgiveness is the key.
It is, but
yeah,
you really
yeah.
see why it is.
Right, because you talked about the one of the books of, by Master Okawa, The Healing Yourself.
Right.
In this book, unfortunately, this book is internal publishing in Happy Science. You cannot buy this book on Amazon.com.
Right.
But actually, in this book, he talks about how to recover from cancer, and
mm-hmm.
and forgiveness is the key, because if your thought manifests as cancer, so what kind of thought? So the must be negative, powerful thought creating
mm-hmm.
cancer, and negative thought such as anger and hatred. So that's why the cancer issue is very related to the human relationship issue. So if you have strong negative thought, so hating,
mm-hmm.
hate or anger toward certain person, and keep that thought in the depths of your mind,
mm-hmm.
you have to create, your thought have to be realized
mm-hmm.
as a form of cancer. So if you realize this, and if you accept, you created your cancer by yourself. That is hope, because
you can uncreate it.
yeah, and you can cure yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So and what you can do is forgiveness.
Right.
So that's why we have the meditation method of forgiveness. So we always encourage the people to practice meditation, and in the meditation, forgive the person you had negative thought.
Yeah, and it's really an energetic phenomena. You can understand it as an energetic phenomena. Whenever you hold resentment or anger against another person,
mm-hmm.
you actually lower your own energy. And cancer seems to be organ-based. I mean, even if the blood is considered an organ, say breast cancer, stomach cancer,
right.
pancreatic cancer.
Right.
So certain resentments lower the energy of an organ more than others. And sometimes it's not really resentment. Sometimes it's what we call biological conflict. Like if a husband cheats against his wife and she knows it, she may lower the energy in her left breast if she's right-handed. It's all very specific because it's all energetic. And so if you look at cancer as lowering the organ's energy or the person's energy in some cases, you can then use meditation to raise it back up.
That's right. That's right.
And cancer cannot exist in organs that have high energy.
Right.
It just goes away. It just disappears.
That's right. And in Happy Science, we have been exploring the spiritual fact, and what Master Okawa discovered is the human organs in a body has own spiritual consciousness.
Right.
Right.
Exactly.
So that's why the stomach has a spiritual body, and
mm-hmm.
heart has its own spiritual body,
right.
and consciousness. So again, coming back to the feeling of anger or resentment, so if you keep that kind of thought in your mind, that thought will affect one of your organs, and your organ will receive negative strong negative effect.
Right.
That's why the organ creates something like cancer by itself.
Mm-hmm.
So if you realize this, actually you can talk to your own organ because your mm-hmm. organ has own consciousness.
Right.
So it sounds strange, but it
no,
works.
No, we did that in the healing
yeah.
room.
Good,
we asked
good.
For the
good.
Consciousness of the organ to speak to the person, especially
right.
when they're not sure what the issue is.
That's right.
What I say is just blank your mind, and then I help with the spiritual healing for them to see the issue behind the cancer.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I don't know everything that's happened in their life. I mean, I can see, you know, it involves like a brother or something, or it involves
right.
a husband or a son.
Right.
But they have to be the ones to really release it, so they have to really see it in their consciousness.
Great. Actually, my own experience, as I said, I was in Wall Street and the financial industry.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, I was a young businessman and full of stress and
mm-hmm.
always anger, resentment to others,
right.
even clients. So and then that time, I suffered from stomach ache.
Yeah,
and
typical.
Right,
solar plexus.
Right.
Power.
Personal power. Right. And I thought, oh, my stomach is weak. And that became my belief. But,
yeah,
but
right.
the after I joined Happy Science and study spirituality,
mm-hmm.
I realized my stomach has own life and consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
And I began to talk to my stomach and encourage the stomach. And actually, I try to feel grateful to my
mm-hmm.
stomach because
right.
stomach work every day, 24 hours. So and I try to have the respect
mm-hmm.
and gratitude. And then what's happened to me is my stomach became very strong at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
So this is big surprise in my life. And when I was in Wall Street, I was suffering from stomach while I'm eating something, but now I can enjoy eating
mm-hmm.
food. So always I express my gratitude to my stomach.
Yeah, typically in spiritual medicine, we say that the lungs hold grief, the kidneys hold fear, the liver holds anger, the stomach is like power, you know,
mm-hmm.
if you're constantly fighting over control. And, of course, the stock market is nothing but that, right?
Right.
You're trying
right.
to control something that is essentially uncontrollable.
That's right.
it's where the stock market responds more to superstition than it does to actual fact. You know, it's really amazing.
Exactly.
But it's a very, very good way for you to learn your intuition.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
Yeah.
So that's probably why you did it, because
right.
Carolyn Mace used to say her brother's a stockbroker, and she says the people in stock on the stock exchange are some of the most intuitive people she knows, all the time drinking coffee and smoking cigarettes. So that's kind of cute.
Right.
But so each organ has a predilection for emotion
mm-hmm.
That we may generate by thoughts that are not in alignment. And then if we beat them up enough, then they can cause problems in subsequent lives.
That's right. So, the beginning of this program, when you introduced Happy Science Movement, you mentioned the purpose of life. Actually, that is a very important aspect of spirituality, not only Happy Science.
Mm-hmm.
We strongly believe that we have our own mission of life.
Mm-hmm.
So in order to fulfill each mission in life, we need to be healthy.
Right.
And, right? Right.
No kidding.
No kidding, yeah. So that's why the teaching on health or overcoming disease,
mm-hmm.
that kind of teaching is essential, very
mm-hmm.
important.
Almost everybody has health problems sometime in their life.
Right,
maybe
right.
not when you're young, you know, but, you know, it's just a part of life to have
right.
health problems, and I think that's to help us learn to control our thoughts, like
right,
you say.
Right, right. And in terms of the thought, human thought, so, of course, negative thought, we should eliminate negative thought, but instead, we should create positive thought. So
mm-hmm.
gratitude is great, and
mm-hmm.
also the sense of mission is very powerful positive thought. So if you really want to fulfill your mission, start the mission in this life, of course this is mission, so mission should help others, contribute to others or society.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that kind of positive thought can contribute to the recovering from illness.
And the other thing that happy science probably allows people to do that maybe other religions don't is understand why certain things are happening in their life. In other words, you know, we have a life path that we go along, and most everything that happens is actually in divine order. But the problem is, we don't understand why it happens.
Mm.
And, I mean, say your dog dies. Well, you know, animals die, but why did my dog die now, you know? And asking that question in meditation, you can actually get answers so that you understand why the things happen, when they happen, and what you're supposed to learn from them, and how that advances your soul. So, to me, understanding that usually just about everything that happens is in divine order for me to learn something, it was an important thing that, you know, in this lifetime anyway,
mm-hmm.
so that I understand everything around what is happening,
mm-hmm.
and then I can accept it rather than resent it or be fearful about it or, you know, have an inappropriate emotion about it.
That's right. So that is a very important point, and everybody has to face the accident, negative experiences.
Right.
So always why it's happened. We wonder why it's happened. Why me?
Yeah.
Why
now? You know.
Why now? Yeah.
Yeah. So, and there's always answers that you can get.
Right. Right. And I realized that there is the answer. There is the method to get the answer, which is the meditation practice.
Meditation, right.
Right, because meditation is not just relaxing. It's not just calming down your mind. But also, meditation is to attain a spiritual contact with
right.
spiritual realm. So in spiritual realm, there is a divine spirit, higher spirit, and
mm-hmm.
also your own guardian spirit.
Right.
So anytime
they can explain things to you.
That's right. That's right.
That's right.
So if you become regular meditator, so anytime, especially a hard time, tough time,
mm-hmm.
you can have contact to your
right.
own guardian spirit and ask why, and then guardian spirit provide the answer.
Yeah, we have a group that meditates 3 times a week now,
mm.
and we got information that. It's just amazing. I mean, information, like many people are medical in the group, and we had asked if we should take the bird flu vaccine. Now, this is way before the swine flu ever came to be. Well, we were told that not necessarily, because some of the bird flu vaccine had the bird flu in it. And then 2 weeks later, Baxter was caught having the bird flu in the vaccine. And then in the beginning of April, we were told that by the end of April, the U.S. would be in a flu pandemic, and of course the swine flu hit at the end of April a few years ago. So this information that comes through meditation, there's no way that we would know this information, and you know, but it could be very important to know whether or not to take a vaccine, you know, to know what's coming, especially if you're medical,
yeah,
to
exactly.
know, you know, to know all these things. And then we, of course, the stock market, we were told that the stock market would fall in mid-September 2008, and of
mm.
course it did. I called up my broker and told him, he said, no, it won't. And I said, yes, it will, and it did. So it's no matter what part of your life, financial. My broker was, said that I was the only person that he knew that made money during that time.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's financial, health, job. It doesn't relationship. It doesn't matter mm-hmm. what you're doing. You need to, to have less or more peace and more happiness. You basically, meditation is the key to all of that.
That's right. That's right. So, but I think most of the many people know meditation is good. And
they don't realize how valuable
yeah,
it is. Though.
Yeah, and they want to learn to meditate.
Yeah.
But it's difficult to find a place to learn meditation. So then my responsibility is to provide the opportunity
mm-hmm.
to people.
So tell me where you have your centers, because I know that there's one in Buckhead,
right.
Is that right?
Actually, we just officially opened Happy Science Adrenaline Center for
mm-hmm.
spiritual growth and meditation on the 1893 Piedmont Road, Northeast.
Okay.
So there is one big property. We rent that property, and the owner of the property is the member of Happy Science in Adrenaline.
Great.
And we started the Sunday meditation session. Actually, I'm based in New York City. I'm now in New York. But after this program, I fly to Atlanta, to your place.
Oh, okay.
So every Saturday, I leave New York for Atlanta and organize meditation session from 1:30 p.m. So two sessions. First one, the basic meditation with the
mm-hmm.
beginners. And then the second session is advanced level meditation. So every Sunday is from 1:30.
So this would be a really good opportunity for people to learn basic meditation, or if you already meditate, to learn advanced meditation.
That's right.
And I think there aren't that many opportunities. There really aren't.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the group we have, it's been meeting for many, many, many years. So, you know, if somebody just wanders in, they tend to get pretty, sometimes pretty sick. You know, the energy's so high, they have to step outside the circle.
Right,
you know, they
right.
can't be, well, you know, it can be very, very intense
right,
if you're not
right.
used to those energies. But almost everybody who comes in says that they feel the energy very, very strongly.
Mm-hmm. So the Can I promote the
sure,
our center?
Sure, absolutely.
So we have the website. So please visit website happyscience-atlanta.org.
Okay.
happyscience-atlanta.org.
And where else? You have something in New York, obviously, right?
Yeah, actually.
Where else? Because this is a national program.
Right. It is? Okay.
Uh-huh.
We have a center in Manhattan, New York, and also San Francisco, Pasadena. And, San Francisco area in Redwood City.
Mm-hmm.
And also Los Angeles area in Pasadena. And local office. This is also meditation center in Chicago, Tampa, and Toronto in Canada and Vancouver.
Mm-hmm. Great.
So, and we would like to develop more local centers. So hopefully, so at least one center in each state.
Right. Yeah. Well, I think it's a great way for people to learn meditation and also spiritual information,
mm-hmm.
which, comes through many sources, but essentially there's no reason spiritual information can't come through anybody who masters meditation.
No. Right, right. So in the meantime, we are developing local centers in each state.
Right.
So I would like the listeners to visit maybe Amazon.com is best look at the books of Master Okawa. So if you search Okawa, O-K-A-W-A, there are many books available on internet. And my recommendation is the title, Change Your Life, Change the World. Mm-hmm. Change Your Life, Change the World. It's talking about karma and soul tendency and eternal life. And also An Unshakable Mind. An Unshakable Mind. So over the subtitle is How to Overcome Life's Difficulties.
And I wanted to mention a principle that's in the book, Healing Yourself, and I'm sure that this book is Healing Yourself, the True Relationship Between Mind and Body. And you say that they have to, for this book, they need to go to the center, I mean, join Happy Science, right?
You don't have to be joined. If you contact the Happy Science, any center, through a website, that's fine. We have a website of Happy Science USA, www.happyscience-usa.org.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, this principle that's in this book is one that that really explains why all of this works, and it's the principle of attraction.
Right.
If you surround yourself with loving people who are compassionate, kind, have good intent, and are, you know, really what you're working toward, then that is what you attract in the spiritual world as well. But if you go with people who are greedy and cheap people and are hateful, then that's what you attract in the spiritual world. So it's not just third dimensional. You actually have a spiritual world that is envelops the third dimension that also works on the spirit of attraction.
That's right. That's right.
And so, if you only understood this, you'd be much more careful about what you do here.
Exactly. You know, the spirit wall, the where is the spirit wall? The Master Oka discovered that spirit walls coexist with us. In this space. So that's
not
why,
up in heaven, you know, like up.
Right.
Dimension, you know.
Dimension.
Direction.
Right. That's right. So that's why heaven and hell is not far
Hell's
away.
It's a lower
us.
Dimension.
Right. So that's why, as you said, if you have the strongly positive thought, you can immediately connect to the higher dimensional world or divine spirit.
Right, and they can be very helpful.
Yeah, yeah.
You see, spirits can find lost things because in that dimension, they can see everything. So if you need to find something, you ask them where it is, they'll tell you, and then you can go find it.
That's right.
You know, there's huge benefits to being on a good terms with high spirits.
Exactly. And that is a benefit from meditation practice.
Right, exactly. And so meditation is kind of prayer in Christian terms is talking to God in the spiritual world, but meditation is listening to the spiritual world.
You're right.
It's true. You ask the question, but then you listen. And most people in America anyway, maybe not in the East, but most people in America don't know how to quiet their mind.
Mm-hmm.
Their mind's always, it's called monkey mind. It's always going.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized a while ago, because one of my friends asked me, he would be annoying, he'd ask me, what are you thinking? I guess he wanted to know what I was thinking all the time, and I realized I wasn't thinking. I mean, I go around not thinking, because when your mind's quiet, you can listen, and I have so much spiritual information coming in all the time that I try to stay on receive rather than transmit.
Right.
I mean, when I'm talking to you, obviously I'm thinking, but when I'm just, like, you know, preparing food or just, you know, driving, I'm not thinking.
That's true. So in terms of that point, so the coming back to the story I mentioned, Anne in Florida, so she said the looking back her own experience of leukemia, she thought experience of leukemia was a gift from God because she stopped and quiet her mind.
Right.
So, and then she realized something very important.
Yeah.
So actually the meditation makes you, you know, that listener to the voice of God.
Right.
Or inner voice.
Mm-hmm. And also, really will protect you. I mean, there's no better protection than being on this receiving end of information.
Right.
You know where not to go. You know who not to do business with. You know who not to get in relationship with.
That's right.
And really, you know, that is so time-saving in the long run. And money-saving.
Both.
And both.
Yeah.
And that's
yeah.
where you get your peace of mind.
Right.
Because
right.
you don't go into relationship with people and things and places that cause you to go, you know, to have stress.
Right. Yeah. Time-saving. You're right. So I was asked by the audience of my meditation seminar. So I'm very busy. I have no time to meditate. But I always answer, this is time-saving.
It is.
If you are so busy, so meditate now.
You know, I don't even go out to a dinner. I'll give you an example. I went to Washington University, and they invited me to alumni dinner, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was, you know, that storm that caused all the tornadoes in Missouri?
Mm.
That storm was over Buckhead. I mean, it was over Buckhead. You can ask when you come down tomorrow about what that was like.
Mm-hmm.
And there were big parts of Buckhead that had no power. And this huge storm over top with all these lightning. And actually, somebody in a convertible two people died because a tree fell on them while they were driving on the highway, and they died. So, you know, we're talking pretty dangerous here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, instead of saying, gee, it's dangerous, I'm not going to go, I asked, should I go? And the answer was yes.
Mm-hmm.
So, here, I mean, it's really amazing going down into a dangerous area, but knowing you're protected. And I was fine.
Yeah.
And we were on the 27th floor of, you know, of a building, which is high up, for the dinner. And, you know, it looked pretty ominous out there. And people were getting stuck in elevators, you know, because the power was going off.
Mm-hmm.
So, you see, if you ask before you go do things, you'll know if it's advisable to do that, you know, like then, maybe later, maybe not at all. And if you keep, that's the way we're supposed to live. We're supposed to live in concert with the spiritual world, you know, taking the advice and asking. And then you won't be in the wrong place at the wrong time and die prematurely.
Right.
Or get stuck for 2 hours in an elevator because the power went out. No,
right.
Seriously.
Yeah,
time-saving.
That's right. So in that sense, I always recommend the people to start with morning meditation, even 15 minutes or 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have 10 minutes in the morning and quiet your mind and think about your day, so your appointment of that day and your plan, so you can have the different ideas. So maybe in the morning your mind is very quiet. So that's why easy. Even if you are a beginner of meditation, you can easily get inspiration from yoga.
Right. And if you meditate before you go to bed, you sleep a lot better.
right.
Yeah. No, really. A lot of people have insomnia because they can't turn their mind off.
Mm-hmm.
Learning to turn your mind off will really save you a lot of time if you think about it, because then you'll sleep well. You might only sleep for 6 hours rather than tossing and turning for 8 hours, 9 hours, 10 hours. You know?
Yeah. Especially in this country, I've heard so many people are suffering from a sleep disorder.
Oh, absolutely.
Right? So the sleep disorder is very hard.
Yeah.
But the evening meditation, before you go to bed.
Bed, it really helps.
Yeah, so it's very powerful.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Well, we're coming up to the end of our hour. Would you like to leave our listeners with any message?
You said this program is nationwide?
Yes.
Okay. So as a head minister of Happy Science Movement in United States, I would like to provide the opportunity for the people to learn meditation and how to attain the peaceful mind. So, first of all, if you think that meditation is difficult, but it's not. So try meditate. You know, set aside at your house and find even 10 minutes, quiet your mind and reflect on your thought. Think about your thought. If it's you feel difficult, get the information from Happy Science website. So visit our website, again, www.happyscience-usa.org.
Well, thank you so much, Yuki, for sharing this with us.
Thank you.
I really appreciate that there is now a something that is looking more like a religion for spirituality, because that definitely has been missing. There have been movements, but this is a good way to teach meditation within the framework that you've established.
Thank you very much, Dr. Susan.
You're welcome. Next week, we will be interviewing Dr. Joyce Kovelman, Once Upon a Soul. On the 18th, Nina Sims, who's put together a compilation work, Moonrise, The Power of Women Leading from the Heart. And on the 25th, Dr. William Bengston will be back with Hands-on Healing. We have Noetic Science Meeting at 7:30 at the Dunwoody office. Leigh Culver will be talking about Bigfoot and his experiences with that. He leads actual expeditions looking for Bigfoot. And there's a Millennium Healthcare Lecture on Healthy Food Choices and Anti-Aging Diet by Dr. Brad Gould, 7:30 p.m., Dunwoody office in Georgetown Square, 28th of June. That's a Tuesday. Again, thank you very much for joining us, Yuki. We appreciate
you
sharing this with us, and would like everybody to explore Happy Science, because there's a lot of really good teachings and writings and the opportunity to learn meditation from people who know what they're doing. Thank you very much, and join us next week.